Edge Radio.
What a fright! It is the full Totnes breakfast. Even that gave me a bit of a shock. It's been a few days. A big thank you to Chris and Lucinda for stepping into the breach when I had to take some time off. Had a poorly situation going on, but I feel so much better today. Thank you. And it was so strange because you played your first song as Tubular Bells, and on Saturday night when I was with the Shurans, that is one of the songs that was played. So I thought that was a bit odd. And then, of course, your dog tuned in with our dog the other day. We won't go into any more detail, but I enjoyed listening, Lucinda, to your song. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to come up with that myself, but anyway, it is a fine Devon day. It's a full Totnes breakfast, and I'm Julie Mullen with you 8 o'clock through to 9 this morning. We have a fantastic guest who's located in Manchester. She's Margit van der Swan. And she's an amazing cellist that I met in London a long, long time ago. So we should be talking with her at 8:20. And at 8:45, Mr. Ben Piper is coming on the programme to talk elections. So, well, that's a theory. To be honest, he asked me yesterday and I only got back to him this morning, and I think he's probably still asleep. Who knows? Or, I don't know, doing something else. Maybe he's dressing up in his wares. Right. Should we have another jingle?
Yes.
I'm playing that one again. Oh dear. I only have to take one day off and I'm mad. Thank you, Vince Idden. We have raised the point that next week there's a return of energies. Mr. Peter Shuren and Johan shall be coming to your screens on the radio. Do you have screens on the radio? I'm sure they do. So that's really exciting news. I'm sure he won't do that with his jingle. A short sort of change you. Let's have a little bit of the famous Blue Raincoat. Rather love that song.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her. that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth, one more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping. His woman is free, yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from
a bit of Leonard Cohen and the famous Blue Raincoat. For good. Such an emotional song, I feel like crying actually. Oh, and it's sunny out there, no time to cry really, is it? But he has got the most amazing voice, and I just love those lyrics.
With a lock of your hair, she said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, El Cohen.
Love Leonard Cohen. Really one of my favourite songs by him. Yes, this is the Full Totnes Breakfast. If you've just tuned in, it's 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, and I'm Julie Mullen with you till 9 o'clock this morning. And shortly, we'll have Martin Seeger coming over the airwaves with traffic and weather news. And then later on in the programme, he'll have the What's On in the local area. So let's follow up with a bit of Elbow, because our guest at 8:20, who's based in Manchester, Margit, I know she worked with Elbow. We'll find out more when she comes on the programme. Come on, more power to you, Elbow. Let's get them on.
Drinking in the morning sun, politely up repeats. Yeah, kiss me when my lips are thin. Cause holy cow, I'm moving on.
One Day Like This and Elbow goes on for a whole 6 minutes 24. We've got to get Martin on, so we'll have to say goodbye to Elbow, but that's a great song. I'm really pleased to play it, and we'll have a chat with Margaret about her association with Elbow, how she came to be involved in recording their songs. Okay, so let's get our Fantasimondo reporter of the minute. Let me just try and silence my elbow. There we are.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're back.
I'm back.
How does it feel?
Gosh, I mean, it's just been ages, hasn't it?
It actually does feel like really a long time.
Oh.
2 days away from it, and I've forgotten everything.
Well, at least the weather's got better. That's
God, it has.
It's really extraordinary, isn't it? Looking lovely and sunny this morning. They talk about showers in the far west, but that is the far west. West of Cornwall, the Isles of Scilly, we'll see occasional showers, but we're going to be all right. We're going to be dry with sunny spells, but feeling chilly with a northerly breeze. So maximum temperature 11 degrees, so not particularly warm.
Oh, God, yeah.
So put those woolies on.
Put the woolies on. In fact, we were meant to be doing the weather, weren't we?
Yeah, what happened to the weather jingle?
Yeah, here's your weather jingle. Here you go.
You ready?
Martin was teaching it to me last night. This is where I come in. What's the weather? What's the weather? Whether you should stay at home, wear your raincoat inside. Yeah, I'm trying to compete.
I'm
trying to compete with Lucinda and I can't. Jeepers. She literally
sang the whole weather forecast. It was absolutely wonderful. Really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed that. So yeah, that's the weather. I mean, I can talk on tonight. There's going to be some isolated showers. We'll continue in the far west, but again, we're not in the far west, so that's okay. Again, continuing dry with long clear spells, turning cold by the morning, with a widespread rural frost tonight. Minimum temperature 0 degrees.
Oh my goodness.
Doesn't usually get that cold down here in Totnes, but we're probably more on the moor, but you never know. So
but it was really chilly last night, wasn't it?
It was cold, yeah. Really make sure cold. You got a bit of antifreeze in your radiators.
Get your radiators sorted. I like that music, Martin. The funny thing is, Martin genuinely was trying to teach me when to come in last night on the weather thing.
It came in great, I thought.
Well, no, but the thing is, then all night that tune was rattling around my brain. So, I don't know. I was singing it all night, probably, in that case. Now, let's get Di Levy on. I'll flag her up. Here's your traffic jingle, love.
Well, we heard most extraordinary noise out on the road this morning through the walls of the house, but there doesn't seem to be any evidence of roadworks. I thought maybe they were starting on the 381, but it looks all right at the minute. Certainly seems clear. Scanning the internet for other news, I was struck by a headline which began, "Bus passengers hit." And I thought, oh, that looks interesting. But then it says, "With above inflation fare rises." So apparently, apparently the fares have been going up this year, by 1.7%, which is way above inflation, which isn't a good thing. But yeah, no, that isn't really traffic news. The only other thing I can find is apparently there's been a collision in Torquay on Warborough Road involving two vehicles. I don't know how serious that is, but it is appearing there. So if your route happens to involve Manor Road and Warborough Road in Torquay, which is unlikely, but you never know, that's the only news I can find. So I think it's just going to be the usual hotspots around the traffic lights.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Martin Seeger. And we'll be chatting with you about the What's On later. Now, our cellist, Margit, is also an artist. She is a creative innovator. And that we'll tell you more about that. It's, whoa, what's this creative? We made that up, didn't we, this morning? Yeah. And so she also sings, and she's put this song together. So we thought we'd play it before she came on. Ooh la la. Ooh. Ooh la la. Van der Swan. And on that note, literally that note, we shall get her on the line. She's in Manchester.
Good morning.
Oh la la.
Ooh la la.
Oh good morning. Oh, we love
Hello,
that.
Julie, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing? You all right?
Oh, thank you for having me on your show. I was thinking of answering your call with this kind of voice, all right, love.
But well, yes.
I've just moved, actually, out of Manchester. I now live in Clitheroe, where they have a gorgeous accent here. Clitheroe. I can't quite do it yet. But I
Is it Lancashire?
That's right. Pendle Witch Country.
You're in Lancashire, love. I can't believe it. Clitheroe is very pretty, isn't it?
It's beautiful, so beautiful. It inspired me to get a lockdown puppy. and we explore the hills.
You have got the most adorable. In fact, we've got a lockdown puppy called Trousers. What's your lockdown puppy called?
Carlo Curley, named after an organist. But is it true, Julie, that you have your, when you present your radio show, you have your dog on your lap and you wear green gloves? That's what they're all saying around here.
They're very wise in Clitheroe. They know everything in Clitheroe. Sometimes, to be honest with you, Trousers is not here today. He's actually downstairs yumming up his breakfast with his playmates, huge dogs called Ralph and Hero. So, no, he's not generally, like the other day, he's so clever. He managed to wangle himself up on the chair in the bedroom and then look out the window in time to see Martin take Hero outside. And he was so incensed, he barked over the music, which then in turn set the dog at the radio station. So Chris and Lucinda's dog, Skunk, so it set Skunk off. So all in all, we had quite a lot of chaos, basically.
And all the dogs who are listening to the show.
We are so over the moon to have you on our show today. That song is very hot to trot. If people are drinking coffee, they'll be kind of going, oh my god. So
let's go to bed.
Yeah, let's go to bed. So tell me,
I'd like to say that Ben Gladwin was on on the piano there, and the song was made in collaboration with Jude Jagger. The three of us are musicians in our own right, but we're also friends, and sometimes once in a blue moon we get together with silly squeaky toys and anything that makes sound, and just for a day we record things. So the song was written very quickly and just recorded in my front room in collaboration with, and we call ourselves Lady Bird Music.
My god, it's absolutely gorgeous, and you've got the most amazing voice. So thank you for letting us air that song. And do you know,
I'd like to write more songs, actually, because when you're in a flow with something, you just sometimes you open a door and more ideas come to mind.
So exactly.
Maybe I'll start recording them.
I actually had a little moment. I think it was the famous Blue Raincoat by Leonard Cohen that made me feel a bit sort of emotional. But I did have a moment prior to ringing you, thinking, wouldn't it be amazing to have everyone that you've ever met that you love and connect with sort of live locally to you? Because I just thought, God, if Margaret lived round a corner from me, we'd be doing so much stuff with your cello and singing.
That's
and getting
true.
You, getting
true.
Your...
There's a lot possible now that we've all become online creatures.
Well, so true, that you know. Is but possible. Yeah, a bit more possible.
It would be nice if you'd like to come and live in my commune one day.
Are you in a commune?
Not yet. But we could start one.
Okay, yes, definitely.
in a little terrace house.
Do you miss Manchester at all?
Oh, yes, I miss lots of aspects from Manchester. But, you know, just to be in this countryside makes up for it. In many ways. Manchester's not far away, 45-minute drive. So,
exactly.
I'm there quite frequently for work or fun times.
Yeah. Now, tell us about elbow and your connection. How is your elbow, love? How's your elbow?
Elbow was... I toured with Elbow for 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Quite a long time ago now. Yeah. And I have very fond memories of working with the Elbow...
Elbonians.
Gang. The Elboys. Elboys. They're lovely. I'm very lucky to sing and play on a couple of their albums, and I'm still friends with some of them. They're very busy at the moment doing all sorts of projects. And we actually got involved with Elbow because this is a long time ago. I was living in London and doing some busking in Covent Garden.
I was going to ask you about that.
One of the string players was already playing with Elbow, and she showed me a copy of The Big Issue with these boys on the front, fully grown men, on the front cover saying, do you know them? And my first thought was, I don't know them, but I don't fancy them, which is odd. But anyway, she said they're looking for a cellist, but somebody who likes games and who's fun to hang out with. So luckily, I've got the job
because
I do love playing games and singing silly songs. And so much of touring life involves not just performing, but just hanging out together. You have to get on, don't you?
Yeah. So you did that for 5 years. That's amazing.
Yes. And then I'd had a little baby by that time. So it was starting to get more tricky to find the childcare and also to be wrenched away from your child.
Yes.
So you've got time to do something else.
So you've got a baby swan that you look after now.
Yes.
The baby swan.
Who just glides around on a little pond outside my house.
Does she adore your lockdown puppy?
Oh, she does. Yes, very much. And he adores her. That he wags. And if she had a tail, she would wag when they see each other.
They just love each other.
Of course. Oh. No, he provides pastoral care in our house. And, throughout lockdown, no regrets whatsoever.
Those dogs are absolutely beautiful. I think I haven't seen them in Devon, but I saw them when we lived in Teddington.
He came from Devon.
Really?
Yes, there's a...
Well, don't tell me this.
Who lives with 11 Hungarian sheepdogs.
Oh, my. Do you know, yesterday I was saying to Martin, as a kind of joke, sort of, I said, perhaps we ought to get another puppy. And now you've just said that. Wait till he hears.
I'll send you the address. He's very strict where he doesn't just give his puppies away willy-nilly. We had to be interviewed and show that there was plenty of countryside for them to run around in. And you need to have experience of this breed because it's a bit of a difficult, quite unusual coat, you see.
Yes, I know the coat. Yeah, I've seen them in real life.
The dreadlocks.
They're incredibly beautiful. I love them. Yeah. Now, let's get to your cello, because I want to know, because I think the cello is just such an incredible instrument. Tell me, what sort of age were you when you started playing the cello?
I was 14, which is very late, isn't it, compared to lots of people?
Yeah, possibly, but it's a big instrument to hold and everything. I'm sure you were ready at 14.
Well, at least we can sit down when we play, you know. Yes, I was. I had been studying the guitar actually, so I had calluses on my fingers. I could read notes, and the guitar teacher was actually the school cello teacher, and she was a lovely person, but she was, I think, one step ahead regarding the guitar, which, you know, some music teachers, you know, to earn a bit of money, you have to pay the rent, don't you?
Yeah.
So she was encouraging me to play the cello. Because I think she'd run out of ideas for the guitar. I hope she's not listening. And I loved the cello. I just took to it very quickly. And I just enjoyed playing it all the time. And it has landed me in some very unusual situations, such as touring with bands. But, you know, if you play an instrument, there are so many opportunities, recording, writing music, playing with orchestras, or I do this quite a lot, play at weddings in a lovely duo I have with a friend, a harpist. Mm-hmm. We wear ball gowns and play Ed Sheeran at people's weddings.
This sounds absolutely gorgeous. I love the sound of you in a ball gown playing your cello at somebody's wedding, playing Ed Sheeran, did you say? I love it.
For example, yes, that's very popular. But I love the variation.
I like the variation. But you are the queen of variation, because I said, Margie, can you send me some info and stuff like that? I didn't know what to expect. But on the page, email page, it seems that your creative endeavours, you've even come up with a little card game invention. I have to say, it sounded really amazing. Can you explain where the idea came from?
Thank you for mentioning the card game.
Well, where did it come from, this idea?
It started actually when I left Elbow. I became a single mother, and I wasn't touring with Elbow, and I thought, what shall I do? I could watch TV and cry all night, or I can just try and do something creative to make money as well. The two feed into each other. That would be wonderful. So I started drawing dogs, actually, pet portraits, and opened an Etsy shop. I don't know if you're familiar with Etsy.
Yes, I love Etsy.
It's almost like a little marketplace, which quickly turned into portraits of composers. So over the years, I've started selling these as prints. And then I had built up such a collection, again, during lockdown. I thought, God, they're just sitting there. They need to go out and earn me some money. So I turned them into a card game. And thanks to amazing support from friends and family, the Kickstarter campaign that I started to raise funds for the game was really successful. I raised the funds, created the card game, and now it's on... You can buy it on Etsy, but also there are lots of shops that are interested. For example, Barbican Chimes will be selling it, and various music shops throughout the UK. I'm still keeping my fingers crossed. I haven't heard anything back yet, but Waterstones are looking at the game right now.
Fantastic.
It's called Quartet, and it's a composer card game.
I think that is absolutely brainchild. I think it's so brilliant because there really isn't anything like that out there. I love it.
That's true. And it just does seem to appeal to all ages. I mean, little toddlers even who can't, you don't have to be able to read. They love sorting out because it's very brightly coloured. They love sorting out the colours. And then parents love hearing their children say, oh, have you got Rachmaninoff? And then, you know, an older generation will be interested perhaps in who's featured on the cards, because I've made sure it's very inclusive. So we have female composers, Dorothy Ashby, Fanny Mendelssohn, Delia Derbyshire. What tune? Name that tune.
Star Trek? I don't know.
No?
What is it? Oh, of course. Oh, my God. Of course it's Doctor Who. I only know exterminate, exterminate. I don't know the music very well. I should know the music inside and out, my God. That is so amazing. I love it. And I really hope that Waterstones go for it. And there are so many independent music shops. You know, there's all of them, but there's big, large music shops in London. They also might be interested in it.
Yes, who knows?
Amazon? I shouldn't say that. On the radio. I won't mention the A word. So, Margaret, you are really... Not only have you done this with the... excuse me. I've got a frog in my throat. But you've also... you have this backdrop of art and creativity and you're singing. What do you think you are really... does the cello... pull you predominantly, or is it actually, are you a little bit like me, because I quite like doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you know, I like sort of getting the paintbrushes out or writing a story
I love your art, it's so inspiring.
Oh, thank
you. Really gorgeous, the abstract, the colors, yeah, lots of life. Yes, I'm exactly like that, as you describe. I need the variation. I don't think I could stick to one thing in particular. Go in waves.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's always something else to try, isn't there? Often, if I have an idea, I like to just see it through. In lockdown, I did have a new hobby. I bought a saw. A musical saw.
I know about these. My sister told
me
about
it.
Oh, go on, please.
Bit of musical saw.
I want to hear that. I'd like to hear the cello.
It might be too painful.
No, I want to hear it. It's going to be great.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it goes. Have we got time?
Yeah.
Okay. Just sit back. Now, for listeners at home, I'm clasping the handle of the saw between my knees. Got my cello bow. You don't need a cello bow. And Hang on.
Oh, wow. God, it's actually incredibly tuneful. Isn't it amazing? It sounds kind of part cat, part humanoid, part alien, but very tuneful. I actually really like that sound.
Okay. You can use any saw, so I would encourage it. It does give satisfaction. But when you get it right, but it takes lots of practice. Actually, really hard to do.
But you could also saw your hands off if you used any saw.
Yes,
surely
you could.
So maybe for anyone listening, maybe get the ones online where they're probably pre-prepared, aren't they? So you don't actually injure yourself. I love that sound. Can we have some of your cello?
Of the cello?
Eels.
If you want, just one second.
Is it nearby?
It's nearby. It's always nearby. I sleep with it.
Oh.
What would you like to...
Oh God, that there just are, it just speaks to me. It completely
You're
speaks to me.
Though, 'cause you two have met, haven't you?
I have met you, and I met your cello. And I can only remember very vividly that you happened to be walking past a shop, a healing shop in London, I'd met you before at a party, and I said, "Oh my God, what are you doing here? Come and see the monochord." And you had your cello with you, and we went downstairs, and the minute you played it, I burst into tears. It was... spend my life bursting into tears, but it was so emotional with the monochord. It was like, oh my God. I've always loved that instrument, and if you're anything like anyone that I've ever met who plays the cello, just basically talks of a sort of passion about it. Actually, this friend of mine in Totnes who's a player of the cello and absolutely says, I can't get enough time in my day for practice. I just have to be with the cello and have to play. And, you know, it's a sort of intoxicated relationship, as it were. You know, the intoxication.
Ooh, that sounds very intense.
Well, she's just starting out. She claims she's not good enough to sort of, when I say to her, oh, come along and do this, such and such, I'm not good enough yet. But no, she does absolutely love the cello. But she is a little bit like us and likes all the stories and the art and writing and all that sort of stuff as well.
Well, so, it's just like learning a language, isn't it? And then you realise everything's connected. It all feeds into each other.
It does. It very much feeds into every sort of facet. You know, because why are we motivated to be creative? I mean, how can you say, you know, because it was the lockdown thing and you'd finished with your touring of Elbow and all with Elbow. So you came up with a card game. But, you know, it's inside of you that creativity, that urge to make something.
No, that's absolutely true, because if it wasn't there, I'd feel very frustrated.
Yeah.
If I wasn't able to just sit down, play a bit or draw something.
Exactly. We absolutely loved having you on the show this morning, Margaret. Really amazing to connect with you. And I want to actually speak to you in real life as well. Because I find I connect with these people that I haven't seen for a long time. And then I think, well, we need to have a proper conversation, one off the radio. So let's do that.
All right. When we set up the commune.
Yeah. When we set the
coffee and discuss.
We're coming to live in Clitheroe with you.
Hooray. Yes, please. Oh, yes,
you
please.
You never know. My family are in Lancashire, so you never know. We'll definitely come and visit you anyway.
Great.
But loads of love, and thank you so much for being on the show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. So lovely to speak to Margit van der Swan. Thank you for being on the programme. I think we need a little bit more of Ooh La La, don't you? Oh, come on. It was so good. I really loved it.
I love you, my baby, the only one for me. Romancing and dancing, you satisfy.
Margit van der Swan on Ooh La La before the What's On. Ooh, Martin, you're here. Let's get you on the What's On. There you go. Let me just there you go.
Hello again.
Hello.
Ooh, what's on this fine Thursday? Well, yeah, there's stuff all over the place obviously coming up this weekend, but obviously I'll start with today. And I'm sort of gone a little bit further afield. We've got Dartmouth at Bar 1620. We've basically got a night of fun and frivolity. It's coming to Bar 1620 Dartmouth on Thursday the 4th. So I think it's basically an evening of comedy, yes. With Miles Crawford, a big personality, Susie Bennett, who I think we've had on this radio station, haven't we? And also Dimitri's Deitch. So that's on tonight, and it is at... The time is mentioned somewhere, I think. Maybe it isn't. I'll have to look that up. Here we go. No, it isn't. I'm sorry. I thought I had all the details of that. But anyways, this evening down there at Bar 1620 Dartmouth.
I'm sure people can Google
it. They can Google it like I did. Here in Totnes, we have Sam Lee, who's performing at St Mary's Church tonight. That costs £16 in advance, £18 on the door. Join us in this beautiful setting for a concert from this Mercury-nominated singer, folk song collector and conservationist who has helped shake up the music scene and inject life back into the folk tradition and world acoustic scenes. That's Sam Lee tonight at St Mary's Church.
Yeah, and I think that he's going to be popping in at the Eastgate Bookshop as well, because I saw that on their What's On. So I think he's connecting... You might want to check out Eastgate.
So that'd be during the day, I imagine, before that, yeah.
Yeah.
On at the cinema tonight, Totnes Cinema, we've got Balloon, that's with subtitles. Director Pima Tseden cast, well, I won't go through them, that's the names are too difficult for me to read quickly, but Balloon's a family drama in a realist mode with a strong quasi-documentary ethnographic streak, but it also has a pensive philosophical dimension and a style that is open to moments of reverie verging on magical realism. That's £7.50 to £10. So there's a choice there of some folk music down at the church, a little bit further up the road at Totnes Cinema. If you want to go even further afield, you could head off down to Plymouth to see The Undercover Hippie and Misha and His Merry Men, who are on at in Plymouth.
What's that?
That looks fun. It is, well, it's described by, he's a drum and bass MC turned singer-songwriter, Billy Rowan, aka the undercover hippie. Okay. He's definitely not your average singer-songwriter, described by Tom Robinson as being like the love child of Steel Pulse, Kate Tempest, and the Sleaford Mods. So that sounds good fun. Yeah. And yeah, so that's down in Plymouth. Obviously, Google it to get further details. And I should mention, obviously, you've got the weekend coming up and you want to make some bookings. Tomorrow night, of course, is bonfire night. Bonfires all over the place. But at the Barrel House, we've got Harbottle and Jonas. I've mentioned them earlier this week. They're fantastic folk duo based here in Devon. They're on at 8 o'clock, only £8. And at Ashburton Arts, we've got Kate Westbrook and the Granite Band. This is based. Kate Westbrook acknowledges no musical boundaries. It feels it's jazz. Yeah, it's a jazz evening. So there we go.
Thank you so much, Martin Seeger. We're going to get Ben Piper, but before we do, we've got the Dutch Uncles and Big Balloon. They want to come on, but I don't put the sound on for them. Here they come, and we'll get Ben on the line. Rather like the Dutch Uncles, and that's Big Balloon. Time to call Ben Piper. He's going to put us in the picture about elections. Hello. Good morning, Ben Piper. Welcome to the Full Totnes Breakfast Show on 102.5 FM. You've got news for us, haven't you, Ben?
I have. It's exciting. We've got another election. I'm on your show, what's it, twice in a month?
For goodness sake.
It seems like yesterday I was on your show. So, yes, we've had an election for the Bridgetown ward. Two fantastic candidates, Amy Oliver, and Niall Stop, who both got elected and managed to, and now I put it, smoke the kipper. we saw off the right wing candidate, which we're all really rather pleased about. we've got another election. It's time for the Totnes ward.
Okay.
And this time we've actually got four candidates, and I think one learned something in politics, which is to try and always look for the positive and not define oneself by the negative. But I just want to say that we've got a pair of candidates in Stanley and Totnes who are actually doing what a lot of people have been saying that progressives really need to do, in that we have a Green candidate working with a progressive independent.
Ooh.
And this actually represents a living cooperation that's been ongoing. I mean, some people might know, I have, I'm honoured to have Jackie Hodgson, the Green as my deputy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm an independent progressive, part of the Tottenham Progressive Group, which has come out of the sort of whole flat pack thing, like Froome and Falmouth and Falkirk, mm-hmm. and various other places. But yes, yeah, so we've got this doublehead standing. We've got John Cummings for the Greens, and Jess Kermode. She hates being called Deborah, so but it's had to be put on her ballot form. But they've been working together. I mean, I think it's, you know, really, I have to sort of commend it to everybody. I mean, because that actually they've actually been out, you know, canvassing, putting leaflets through everybody's mm-hmm. doors together. You know, this is actually a living example of
collaboration.
Cooperation, yeah,
yeah.
That, you know, that our group, that, you know, that the progressive group is all about, is really trying to get away from national branded politics mm-hmm. at this level, and actually just get on with what's really, you know, really needed for the town. You know, so, you know, it's Thursday. It's another election. People will have their cards will have dropped through their doors. But even if they didn't. The polls are open from 7 o'clock this morning till 10 o'clock at night at the Civic Hall in Totnes, and also at the Community Hall in Follison. So if you're out,
so no excuse, basically.
So no excuse, and guys, step up. You know, it's you know, we really need to reoccupy democracy. You know, we need people to actually really get involved at this point. You know. Mm. And the, you know, the first thing people can do is vote, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, I don't want to be, you know, too boring about it, but, you know, really it's like, it's only about 30% of the electorate ever usually votes, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's very small, actually, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah, you know, we really would not be labouring under these lunatic populist monsters, you know, like Boris and his chums, you know, if people actually got out and voted, you know, because actually they take about 35% of the people who vote, which is about 30 or 40% of the entire population on a good day. So, you know, they're democracy really needs people to get involved, and I just would really urge people, just, you know, I don't know if you've done it before, and if you haven't done it before, you know, you don't actually need your
card. No, you just need your address, don't you? And your name.
You just need to have your address and your postcode, and they will find you on the list if you're you know, if you're actually registered at that address, which most people are, one way or another. You know, so get out there and vote. John Cummings and Jess Kermode. Your double-headed progressive alliance.
It sounds like sort of something from Greek mythology, alliance, but yeah. I'm sure. No, I love your enthusiasm. Just on a little note of what's going on in the town. Just, we've only got a few minutes left, but Ben,
yeah, sure,
you know,
yeah.
in your kind of role as mayor, how's it all going for you? What's been going on?
Well. I'm sort of joking with people, but it's a bit like we all sort of developed sort of parallel lives in sort of in lockdown in a fever dream, and then it's like then real life has kind of come crashing back in. I think a lot of us are finding it's like we seem to have found that we got twice as much stuff as we thought we were going to have to do. So just incredibly busy. But you know, what's really, really, really high on our agenda at the moment is the is putting together a rescue plan for the Lurfields at Kevix, mm-hmm. which, you know, are greenfields that, you know, people in the town have been using for forever, basically, and were actually kind of given to the town in a gift by the Elmhursts, which is why the group of buildings there is called the Elmhurst Buildings.
Right.
And, you know, they're a lovely group of interwar buildings. They're lovely, good, solid brick buildings. A lot of people will have got involved when TCDA, we've seen them when they got involved with TCDS and the the Golden Irish project, mm-hmm. you know, which actually were using them a couple of years ago. But also it's the ground about it. So you've got this green strip that runs from the amenity scenes at the river through the sports facilities mm-hmm. to the open green open space, and then onto 385. Now the 385 really doesn't need any more houses feeding onto it, because it's actually an area of quality management mm-hmm. Action, which of which there are only four in the whole of the county of Devon, and you know the quality of the air, you know, there is really, really not good. We really don't need any more development.
But no.
we losing that bit of green, that strip of green that runs all the way from the road through down to the river, bearing in mind that Totnes stands to get about another 1,400 more houses in the next 10 to 15 years. Yeah. That is what is, you know, that's what is notionally, you know, scheduled for Totnes. And I'm talking about Totnes. Dartington is scheduled to get another 500 of their own.
Jeepers.
Now,
okay.
These are huge figures, and we don't actually know that will actually manifest. But if it does manifest, there's yeah. every likelihood that it does. We've had 300 units or something built in Totnes in the last 5 to 10. So, there's a real chance that Totnes is going to expand.
So there's a project that people need to, yeah.
We need these green spaces.
Absolutely.
In the middle of town.
Thank you for flagging that up. That's really important. Unfortunately, we've run out of time because I just need to thank everyone that's been on the show. But I want to say thank you to you, Ben Piper. It's so good of you to come on and flag everything up. And
thank you for giving me a chance.
I know, it's absolutely no probs at all.
Give everybody a nudge and say, get out there.
You get out there and vote.
Exercise your vote.
Exactly.
And vote for that double-headed, cooperative, collaborative team of John Fearings and
okay.
Jessica Mode.
Thank you so much, Ben. Take good care and have a lovely day today. Bye-bye. Bye,
right,
Ben.
Done. Okay, bye now.
Bye. I just want to say thank you to Ben Piper for coming on the programme at such short notice. Thanks for that. But our special, special thanks go to Margit van der Swan, coming to us from Clitheroe in Lancashire. Thank you for all the joy you brought us and the sounds. My God, that was really exciting to have them live. A soar, indeed, over the airwaves. And also my thanks, obviously, to Martin for traffic and weather and the what's on. And again, to Chris and Lucinda, thank you so much for stepping in yesterday. That was really so kind of you. Save my bacon, as they say in Lancashire. So we'll be back tomorrow. And we look forward to bringing you some poetry. So here we go. Let's just say goodbye. Ta-da!